Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
What's going on, you guys? It's your boy Turk Bish from Talk with Turk. As you can see, we are here on the set. My official visual podcast is going to be up on YouTube, everywhere that you can think of. So I'm just grateful to be here and finally be in my own studio space. And I have a lot of people to thank for that along the way. First, my loyal listeners from 60 plus countries, you guys made this happen, and I am forever grateful for you guys, because without you, I would not be able to be here and continue to do what I love and continue to elevate even more. And I want to give a shout out to Monty from The Compound Incorporated. He is a part of this process, and he is going to be taking initiative and creative control when it comes to the visuals here. And I have to just thank him for being diligent and just being patient with me as we get this thing on the road. And we are finally here. We have so many surprises in store for you guys this year, this season. Season 6 is going to be a blast. And as you can see, it's going to be the best yet. And I'm so excited for all the guests that we have for Season 6. I'm still thankful for everyone who has been a part of the podcast. From season 1 to season 5, you guys, like, we went from just being on Spotify and Apple Music to going to radio on Power 109 Radio, and now we're here. We're finally putting a face to the name because you guys have been wanting it. You have been wanting me to be in front of the camera, and I'm finally here. So we're going to get this thing on and popping for season 6 of Talk with Turk, and we're going to continue to chart on the charts, continue to stream. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment on all platforms, and you can find it on my Instagram at Turk Bish. So I have Sam Priest here. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, baby.
As my co-host for this season. Oh my God,
it's crazy because we talked about this last year when right before I got on that cruise ship.
Exactly.
Whew, 6 months on the cruise ship, baby. Exactly. The backstories.
It's a lot, right? And I know you had a lot of work to put in. And I was like, I can't wait for him to get back so we can get this thing on and popping. Like, it's time. It's really time. And now we're here. Okay. We're here. So today we want to bring on a very, very special guest. The very first guest of the visual podcast of Talk with Turk Season 6.
Come on.
It's going to be legendary, you guys. Legendary. Okay. So let's get this on and popping. Today, we are joined by the one and only Jasmine Masters, drag queen, comedian, and viral sensation, known for her iconic moments on RuPaul's Drag Race with her quick wit, unforgettable catchphrases, and unapologetic energy. Jasmine's a true force of nature in the drag world. Get ready for some laughs and insight into the fierce, fabulous life of this legendary queen, the one and only Jasmine Masters.
Yeah.
Welcome. Hey, Judge.
Today.
Okay.
Today has
been. Listen, how you feeling today? Baby, how you feeling? Are you feeling good as hell?
You know, I am. I'm very happy and blessed to be alive. But I am
in
food poison situation right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I ate some bullshit. I mean, can I say bullshit?
Well, you go get through it.
What was the name of this restaurant so I never go?
Oh, I don't want to put them out like that. It's like one. But this one, I told them to try to fry my chicken wings hard.
I love that too.
Yeah, they fried them regular. And I'm like, okay, that's not it. But I was on the time crunch. So after, you know, you eat something, you're like, this is not going to be right.
Right.
But at night, at the show, it was not right.
This poop shall pass, okay?
Baby, they better pass quick. I woke up with brown water. I said, hold up.
Baby, some like okay, the floodgates was open.
Listen, but all seriousness, I want to thank you, Jasmine, for being a part of this season. You don't know how much it means to me. And thank you for being such a professional and just having such patience with me while I get this thing off the ground. And we are here. Like I said, this is my visual podcast now. I went from audio to visual now. And just to have you added to that roster of legendary people that I've interviewed and have just been a part of this process, I'm just so grateful for you. So thank you once again. Of course. Now, I want to talk to you about a lot of things that you got going on in your life and things that you have, you know, been a part of. We're just going to get into the nitty gritty. So I know one of your most iconic moments, And I Oop video, which became a viral sensation. Now, can you take us back to that moment? What was going through your mind like when it all blew up, and how did you handle that sudden attention that you got?
Well, mind you, before it went so viral, I made that video maybe 3 years before it even happened. Mm-hmm. So and that's when I was doing I Have Something to Say videos and stuff. And when the incident happened, I was like, that's going to go viral. Somebody going to take that little piece and it's going to run like wildfire. But right. I said that in my mind, but I let it go. Then fast forward to 3 years later, I was working on a Wednesday night down in San Diego at Urban Moles. And my phone was just going off. I'm like, what is going on? But I was in the middle of the show, so I didn't check it until the next morning. And when I looked at my Instagram and YouTube, Instagram and Facebook and all that other stuff, it was just all these people like sending me the same thing. I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, what did I do that? So of course I had to roll a blunt so I could think.
Yes.
I said, that's when I smashed my balls.
How am I gonna get through this?
And made you it so crazy. So it was really crazy. It was when I was out at the clubs in our community, people knew me, but they didn't really, it wasn't tying into the straight world or whatever, or anybody else, that I was the same person. Exactly. But it went like this. It was like I was in a grocery store. Somebody was like, oh my God, you the anti-oop person. I'm like, bitch, I ain't got my door on. So how you know it's me? But then it dawned on me. I was on TV and, you know, the drag race. So I was like, oh my gosh. So it was, very pleasing. I was really happy about it. Kind of shocked because it happened. It was just, I don't even know how to explain it to anybody, something like that happened so powerful. And it's like this. It never stopped.
But your career is continuing.
Yeah.
That one moment has led you to where you are now.
Yes.
Like, and I know you look back at those moments and be like, wow, I really did that. sometimes. But I know you're humble. But I know you really do look back, because I have those moments too, and I know St. Priest can attest to that too. Like, we all have those moments where we're just like, wow, like, this really is happening for us, and we're trying to make our dreams come true, and things are happening overnight. And so I commend you on that. I really do.
That makes two of us.
Thank you, babe. The best part of it is it wasn't an act or a gimmick. It was just me, like, I did, everything I ever said is just me in front of people. In front of a camera, I'm always me. And I was, that's what happened. I hit it, and I went through the hot flash, and I said, I got to go.
But that's why people fuck with you, though. Yeah. It's because you're genuine. Like, genuine. You have, speaking to you now, I'm like, oh, no, she's giving us the best of her. Like, she's she's not putting nothing on. Mm-mm. I love good energy, and you can feel it. It doesn't matter where you are. If I'm talking to you, I can genuinely feel
the energy.
The good energy and the good vibes that you bring. So. He said it. I'm going to say it as well. This is an honor. And I never thought in a million years that I'll be talking to Jasmine Masters.
We're here.
Okay, like, we're here, baby.
Like, so now that we are here, you've made your mark through your work on RuPaul's Drag Race. And like I said, your viral moments and so much more. So can you tell us a little bit about your Drag Race journey, or just your journey in drag, period? And what inspired you to take that and run with it?
Okay, well, I did drag maybe twice before I really made it or started doing it like every day or as much. I did a little backyard boogies, you know, we played around backyard and garage, did some little drag numbers. what happened was, because I'm from San Diego, and they was having a Patti LaBelle contest because she was coming to town. And they announced it on Friday. They said, next Friday, we're having this contest. Come dress as Patti. Whoever wins, win tickets. My best friend, who's now in heaven, he was like, oh, bitch, you winning them tickets. So yeah. I was like, okay. So he go up there drunk, and he wrote my name. Well, he wrote his name down and his phone number because I was still living at home, and they didn't know about me doing drag at this point. So that day came, I stole my auntie church shoe. I mean, church suit. like this little store, made me a wig because I already knew how to sew from learning from my cousins. Went to the contest and I won. And this big group that was there before called Friends Unlimited, they always had this big like male party. Well, you know, like all black males and stuff. And then that night, when I performed for the event on that following Saturday. And after that, I just been doing drag ever since.
Okay.
And I did it without really getting paid. So I didn't know drag
queens got
paid. I was working. I had a boyfriend. Okay. So it was good, you know. And then it take until I did my first private gig, and they wanted me to do Tina Turner.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Auntie, she was like, oh, do this gig for me. They're going to give you an envelope. It's going to have money in it. I said, okay, no problem. Did the show. It was like $700. And then it was like some tips. It was like almost $1,000-something dollars. So I called her. I'm like, girl, they just gave me all this money. She said, okay, keep it. Now, when I tell you, do you want to do this for real? This is what I'm talking about. So I'm like, hell yeah, I want to. So fast forward like a couple of months down there, I started getting all these gigs. She took me to a contest in Riverside. And that's where I met Morgan, Mayhem, Raven, and a whole bunch of other girls out there. And I started doing that contest. And then after that, I freaking booked all through the city. Places I didn't even know they had drag shows or even gay clubs.
You were doing it. You were putting in work. Baby.
I was wearing their asses out. It was only me. I was the only black queen that was out there, besides my Auntie Kiwi, who passed away, that did like the bucking numbers. Or who did like Patti LaBelle or whoever was hot then. The rest of the girls, you know, they was fun, but they wasn't in that black culture like that. It was only about four of us anyway. So I come through busting down doors, and after that, I've been doing it now for about 36 years.
What is your favorite bucking move? What's your go-to?
My favorite is probably a high kick, or when I started doing the paddle parades.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, now, people don't think my big ass can do no high kick, but I can, honey. Okay. High kick, hitch kick, all of that, baby.
Y'all got it backwards. Listen. He high kicks. I can't.
Really?
Honey. I'm getting older, baby.
This baby, if I could perform in drag, if somebody put me in drag, I would perform, baby. When I tell you, listen, I just don't have nobody to put me up in.
Right.
If I have to do it myself, absolutely not. No. But if somebody does it for me, I'm going to buck the house down.
Damn.
I'm like, put on the praise music. Not the praise Lord.
Hallelujah.
All of that.
Now, I do have a question for you.
Okay.
So, when you first started out drag compared to then and now, what was the change? What helped you understand, like, boom, this is something that I'm going to do for the rest of my life? And then you start putting more energy into it.
Great question.
What I did notice was, because the gigs I had, we didn't have, AOL just came out, so computers are just now getting there. But I used to write all the gigs and how much I was getting paid on the calendar. So I'm looking like 7 nights a week, I'm working. I was working in the daytime, do drag at night. And you had to drive to different cities. So one day I was sitting in our little office, and I said, let me calculate and see how much money I'm going to bring in. And I seen that I was bringing in more money doing drag than I was waking up in the morning.
Okay.
So I was like, and I told my boyfriend, I said, baby, listen, this is how much money I'm going to make right now. I said, I'm going to give this a month, and I'm going to see what happens. But if I'm going to be making this like this, then I'm about to quit my job. Just got a promotion.
Listen, we all can't wait to get to that moment.
Maybe. Like,
well, you already have, but I know for myself,
it's
I can't
happening.
Wait to get
it's
to that
happening.
Moment.
Just stay positive and your mind clear.
Positive
your
affirmation.
It'll happen. And that's when I was like, oh, I'm not going back to work. And we just had Halloween. I went there and drag. And then I told my boss, I was like, girl, give me my 2 weeks. I said, she's like, where you moving? Like, what job you got? I said, well, how I came in for Halloween, I'm going to do that full term. And she, are you serious? Like, girl, yeah. My boss, she was my homegirl, too. I was like, yeah. So when I realized how much money was involved in it and you could make a career, and that, where I was at, I was like maybe the first week in the month. Next month, I already had gigs lined up already. So I was like, oh, I'm not doing this.
Is this before Drag Race?
Yes, this is back 97, 98.
Damn, you've been bucking you a long
been
time.
You've been in the game for a while. Yeah,
about to be 49 in October.
Iconic.
Come on.
Iconic and nothing less. And speaking of iconic, you know I can't wait to get into this Miss Patti LaBelle. Like, I was like, yes, we got to talk about her. So how was it working with the one and only icon, legendary vocalist, Patti LaBelle? Like, Patti LaBelle.
You know, from the first time that I ever was able to see her live, I was maybe 16. And I was in awe. Even though I was in awe of her on TV. But most times we just see them do one song and then that's that. But to see her do all of that for like 90 minutes, if not longer, I mean, the singing, the flying, the kicking the shoes off, the energy. I'm like, this lady is something else.
Yeah, so, and she can go.
Baby, she can go and still can. So
yes, I will see her roll across the stage.
Rolling on. Yeah.
I love that performance.
She left when I did get a chance to get on stage with her, I was like, oh my gosh. But from the first time I ever got on stage with her to even past couple of months when I got on stage with her, she is the same energy, the same person. Nothing has ever changed at it. But I'm in drag, out of drag, and got up there with her. I always feel like I'm that teenager again when I first got up there with her. And she remembers a lot of things. Like, I remember you, and she'll tell me, where your drag at if I'm not in drag? And she'll tell the people, like, I would come in drag, dress to her. Sometimes we dress just alike.
And
all of that. But it's a dream come true.
I can tell you, it's a great feeling to know that you are close to your fave. Like, for myself, it's Nicki Minaj. Knows me by face. She knows me by name. She follows me. She invited me to the VMAs in 2022 when she got honored. It was so iconic. And it's like, damn, out of all the million people in the world, this bitch knows me, my name, follows me. You know, like, so it's a great feeling. I'm like that with Kay Michelle. Every time me and Kay get together, she be like, there you go. I was looking for you. I walk up to her car and everything after her show. Like, I just love it. And she comments on everything that I say, like, on Instagram. I just love having those real relationships because they're real people.
They're real people.
Like, they're just real people at the end of the day. Yourself, you're a real person. Like, outside of all the glitz and glam and, you know, the drag world, you are still who you are outside of all of that. You're a real person. And I think a lot of people take that for granted sometimes. So
they do. I see it a lot. I've been seeing it before at computers and Drag Race. A lot of people took it for granted. And some of them
they do.
Which they didn't take.
You're a pioneer. You're a part of the change and the acceptance.
Yeah.
Like, to drag in general. So understanding your role and the position that you play, how do you feel about the current state of drag and what do you think the future may look like?
Yeah.
You know, growing up in the drag world that I grew up in, it was all open. You know, it was fun. You didn't have to have breasts or hips or wear fingernails and all this. It was just a very open door. Now today, everybody want to label everything. Everything's got a label to it. And some people are not accepting. Even like, for instance, like when I was younger, and some of the older queens, a lot of them wasn't really accepting to me because I was young. And all they seen was somebody younger, all this energy. But when they realized, no, I'm really doing this because this is what I really love to do, is have fun, entertain, then I got the love. I think that the drag today is just so open book and there's no rules, which I think is great. I don't want the factor of drag to go to waste. You know, to go to waste. Because if I'm looking at some of the girls, I'm like, you need a drag parent. Because it's not just about you putting on drag or putting on makeup and hair. And doing, it's the way you need to carry yourself. It's the way you need to smell. It's the way you need to be open and kind and smile at people. Because we are like a big part of our community. And now I see girls, they think that shit don't sting. They think they're better dead, and
yeah,
not the way to go.
A lot of people are
so
like
it just
that
sounds
too.
Like the priority of drag changed. Like when you were coming up, you were basically in training to be mentors, people that actually took. Mm-hmm. And honestly, from my experience, I bumped into a lot of older drag queens that were very adopting. If they saw that you were alone, they take care of you. I'll give a quick backstory. So I was in Orlando, Florida, and I was out with these people that because I'm new to the city. I don't have no friends. I'm trying to meet people. Child, smoked a blunt with them, went out, and I'm at the
blunt gets you.
Baby, it almost got me. So I'm literally like feeling woozy. I'm at the bar listening to Monica, and all of a sudden I'm like, I'm hot. I'm about to pass out. So something in my mind was like, just walk to the door. So I walked towards the door and I collapsed in front of the entire club.
No.
And this drag queen, or at the time, maybe she was a drag queen, but maybe she's trans. She's a trans woman. She's a woman. Uh-huh. So she beautiful. Oh my gosh, beautiful chocolate. Her name is Jasmine something, but I see her on Instagram all the time now. Like people are starting to become aware of her. Oh. Anyways, she got on the mic and she like called out people. She's like, who let this man pass out? And then she saw who I was with, and she kept an eye on me because clearly these people that I was with were no good.
Yeah.
Right.
So, long story short, it was a drag queen that basically saved my life.
All the time.
You know?
I'm telling you.
And I say that to say that, like, you are a part of this understanding, mm-hmm. and I understand what you mean by the mentality of change. Like, uh-huh. People are doing it because I want to be famous. I don't really care about who I'm helping or protecting, and I feel like these newer drag queens sometimes mm-hmm. come in and they don't fully understand the reasoning of what they're supposed to be there for. Yes, it's entertaining, but you also have this pedestal where you're supposed to look out and protect younger people.
And at the end of the day, those people are being inspired at the end of the day by people who they can look up to. Uh-huh. So it's always great to have those type of people in this community. You know, even with ballroom culture, they do the same thing. Like, they will bring you in to the family, into the fold, just so that you can have a companion, have someone there to, even if you don't have your real family, you're going to have somebody.
You'll have somebody to support you in something.
Yes.
Right.
And so I commend that for the drag world community, because it's great to see how it has just blossomed into what it is today. And mm-hmm. and I know that you are glad to be a part of that process as well. So
yeah,
I love to see that.
I mentored a lot of young queens, and happy to say some of them are my godchildren. And I told them everything that I was taught. Said, if you're going to do this, do this, do this, do this. Stay away from this, don't do that. And when I tell you, it's about a good 4 out of the maybe 8 mm-hmm. that are like, they are on the go. And they always say, thank you, God, mommy. You were so good. And you really taught me everything. And I learned a lot from you. I'm like, yeah, I learned. And if I say you, I'm going to look out for whoever I can. I can tell you mm-hmm. how to do it, give you advice. You can listen mm-hmm. and take it. Hey, I've been doing it. I was taught by this.
And people don't realize that makes you the best version of yourself. Uh-huh. And you can help others and put others in a better space, whether mentally, physically, financially, emotionally. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes you, as a person, the better version of yourself.
Yes.
So that's something I had to learn, you know, just being an adult now. And I thank God for that every day. So, but moving on, let's go and get into some more things. You know, we done got out of the so let's talk about your presence on social media. It's so strong, you know, from your memes to your witty commentary. How do you balance that side of your career and with your performance aspect of drag? And is there a strategy for you, like, engaging with your fans online? How is that?
You know, I think overall for myself, I love people. I've always been a people person. I love talking to people, laughing, having fun, friends. I never was the one to get into a lot of drama and arguments and started the drama mess. Never really been mm-hmm. in it. I love people who love me, you know?
Yeah.
You may not like me, but I still love you because that's what it is. And that's how I was brought up. It's just in me. But when people tell me they love me or they like something I did, I appreciate it so much because I'm not an act or a skit. This is just me every day, all day. My friends will tell you, this person is going to say whatever, going to do whatever, but it's never nothing to hurt or bring someone down. So for me, I'm just being me all the way across the board. So it's very easy for me to do what I do and to interact with people because that's just who I am. Always been that way. Because I can remember.
I love that.
Who do you blame for this? Like, who do you blame for having this beautiful energy about you?
Love that question.
I wouldn't say I blame anyone, but I say it had to come from God, though.
Okay, that's good
church, and I understand, but I don't know. I think having such a big family, and I grew up with, like, maybe 15, 16 cousins. Like, we grew up like this. But everybody had their own selected friends, but we was always together. Mm-hmm. I just never had the negativity of, I could tell a bad person when they come in my presence. Gotta watch my
blood. Me too, like the power of discernment.
My DiGiorno pizza is always hot, look, and ready.
My fiance tells me all the time, like, I already know you, because if you don't like somebody, your first impression of them, if they give you a bad one, you're not going to fuck with them no more. And that's me all day. Your first impression is your last one with me. It don't matter if you want to come back and give me a second impression. I don't need it.
Because I'm already with that first one.
Is all I needed to know.
So clearly I need help, because I'm nice.
You like to give second chances.
I'm just nice. I'm me just and like, Jasmine, hey, it's okay.
No, but you know, I can get your vibe. I want to vibe with you, but I can still respect you. But I just know personally, I don't want you in my personal space.
And I don't like a lot of people around me. I'm an extroverted introvert.
Me too.
So like, I can give you a burst of love, but then you'd be like, "Oh, where did Saint Priest go?
He's in hiding.
Gone. I gotta recharge because I give too much.
Battery depletes real quick,
especially when you hit the. Especially when you get into your 30s.
Yes. That's you want to be not bothered at all. Leave me alone. Go ahead about your business.
Your 30s is the one that be teaching your lessons. 20s is like very experimental. But once you hit 30, shit start to hurt. Your knees start to hurt. Your emotions. You can't run as fast. So I can't outrun my feelings with my emotions.
Oh, I used to pull off a 50-minute show when I was in college. But now I can't even get up there for 10 minutes. And stand with those young ones. Now, I can look as good and better than them, and I'm going to slay.
Okay.
But, baby, what an icy hot.
Okay. Because as soon as you, listen, you break my heart when I was in my 20s. I'm like, oh, that's fine. I'll
icy
get a new one.
Muscle relaxer, all of that.
You break my heart in my 30s. I want to sit and just listen to sad music and cry a little bit about this.
Me too.
Let me tell you,
food.
Big factor of self-healing.
Yes.
You don't get it. But I'm like, there's music that makes you happy. There's music that makes you
sad,
that make you want to dance. There's music that make you want to clap, shout, cry, all of that.
Yes.
If all of that.
Anything hard, I always play music.
Yes. What's your favorite genre?
It brings you
back. What's your favorite genre to play when you're like trying to uplift yourself?
Hip hop.
Gospel.
Okay. Love that. You a Christian woman.
It gives me that encouragement.
Yeah.
It gives me that. So when I'm going through it, I pop in the Clark Sisters and them my favorite. I sing the songs and get inspired and say, okay, I got it. Pop in Patty.
I was raised Pentecostal, so I'm
Baptist.
I'm familiar with the Clark Sisters, all of this.
Mother Karen, she stopped for me at a concert. We took a picture. Like, I was like, oh my God, I love you, Auntie. Can we take a picture? She was like, oh yes, baby.
That's my favorite gospel singer of all time.
Mine's too, Jasmine.
My favorite.
I tell you, Karen Clark Shear, even when she messes up a note, she'll never mess up to me. I don't care what nobody says.
You don't even know. Because she could repeat that mess up three more times. You won't even know it.
No.
Okay.
She's like, I messed up and go back and do it again.
And voice then, still going. Right. Like, it's crazy. I was watching an earlier video of her, like, from her young teen years when she was performing with her mom in the choir. And now seeing her, she still can blow even better. And I'm like, dang.
It's like that woman gets better with time and that vocal.
With time.
The vocal.
Glass of wine.
It's crazy because I love each one of them individually for some reason. Like, I love Dorinda. I love the raspiness of it. I love when she...
I love it.
Yes.
And then Jackie. You know, her one note. Yes. But I love my Clark Sisters.
And I Jackie, love...
Okay,
love.
With her growling. Because, you know, she known for growling.
And that's why I started learning.
I want to be messy.
Organ, because the Twinkie playing the organ, I'm like, oh my gosh, that gave me chills. And she hit the keys, and I'm like,
yes.
Listen, Her and what's his name? Alan. What's his name? The gospel singer. He was in
Alan Rance.
Yes,
they had Rance
their song together. I love that song.
Yes,
I love it.
I play
watching
that song,
performing it all the time. Like it's amazing.
I used to think he was a woman when I was younger.
You used to listen to who?
I used to think Alan Rance. I thought that was a woman for years.
Everybody did. Everybody.
And he had the little short, little Tony Braxton, and Anita Baker perm and little
he
flip.
Had a gray beard.
He did.
But what shame. I still thought it was a woman.
But look, I want to be messy, like I said. So let's get into some mess. Ahead. So who are your top five drag race queens of all time outside of yourself and of course RuPaul? But
she's not one of my top five. She just gets in drag. She don't do what we do.
She don't do what y'all do.
No,
but,
she
you know, like in terms of queening and you know, of the I guess your overall top five that you know, who are your top five? Like I said, I don't want to be messy. I wanna see who you're
it's a lot, but I know it's Latrice Royale, Kennedy Davenport, Chad Michaels.
Okay.
I love Chad.
And so many girls that been on there.
So many, right?
So many that I end up knowing. But for sure, them three right there that I could think of. Okay.
Mine, I can tell you, Trinity the Tuck, Bob the Drag Queen, Manila Luzon, and there's somebody else I'm missing. There's one more. Gosh, I can't think. But go ahead and with yours until I think my other one was.
Monet Hart. I have a special bond with her. Like, I love
her. She's a sweetheart.
Such a sweet, sweet, sweet soul.
Sweet soul.
One of those people that what you see on TV is what you get in real life, mm-hmm. and I appreciate that. I love me some Kennedy Davenport. I wish I could buck
love
and
do
splits, but I can't.
Performer.
And then I would say, I like Katya.
Oh, yeah, Katya
she's
is funny.
Kooky. She's kooky. Funny. Kooky, but I love it. And Shea Coulee, everybody black.
Yeah. We always root for everybody black. And everybody shout out black. To Anya Nerve. We want you to win this season, baby.
Okay. She's a great person to win this season.
Yes. She would be. And I like Sam Starr, too. Like, she's great.
Uh-huh.
She's amazing at what she does, too.
I love Sam Starr, but I'm really rooting for Anya. Like,
I mean, like, it's always everybody black for me every season. Yeah. Like, I'm always rooting for us.
Yeah, right. You know, I was really rooting for Safira.
Oh my God, that was one of the most hurtful moments I had to watch in Drag Race.
But she went home.
Her loop. Yeah, when she lost
Safira,
that crown
against Nymphia Wynn last season.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't watch the show.
Oh, you don't?
No, I didn't watch the show when it was on before I got on the show.
Oh,
which
okay.
is fair. I've actually met a lot of people that just don't watch it.
No,
and
they don't.
Even when they go on, they just don't watch it.
And they just watch
I
clips and stuff.
I watch it.
See, yeah, because you're busy. You
yeah,
got too much going on.
During that time, it was on a Tuesday night. We had one of the biggest shows, or the biggest show in West Hollywood. So they did the party, and then they did the show. So we was right, as soon as the viewing party was over, they started our show, the Dream Girl show. So I could hear it, but I never had a chance to see it. And once I heard it, it was like, I ain't going to go back and watch it. So I just started seeing these girls come from the show. And the house is packed, people screaming and hollering, and I'm talking to some of them, and they're talking about how much money they're making and how they're getting flown around the world, and I'm looking at how they're performing, and I'm like, they're paying for that?
Right.
Oh, bitch, please, let me go.
Okay, let me go ahead.
Let me go drop a video.
Real quick. Okay.
Yeah. So I never really been like a watcher of it, but I always had support for it because I knew it was something good out of it. I just wanted me a pay raise.
Right.
No, that's
fair. All I seen it was. It was a pay raise.
Can I tell you why I love you? And I've always loved you ever since I seen you.
Yeah.
What?
Like, one, you're strong, like, in spirit and emotion. Like, I can tell that a lot of people have said things to you that just you don't allow it to ruffle your feathers. Mm-hmm. And I kind of said this earlier today, but I'm going to repeat this again because I feel like it needs to be said. You have this aura about you that just oozes love. And it oozes,
great energy.
Like, joy
And I can tell that no one has the opportunity to stay sad around you. And
right.
a light like that has to be protected. Mm-hmm. That's why God has put so many wonderful people in your life, because I'm sure they're very protective of you because you need it. Because as tough as you are, you still open up that space where very you just want so. To love. Because it's just something that comes so naturally to you.
Yeah.
And I think that makes you 10 times better than a lot of people that I've ever met. Hell, you took time to just sit here and listen to yes, us
like and talk to us.
You and yeah. I appreciate that, and me I too. Wanted to make sure we took time you to express that, yeah. that to you,
because it's not every day that these opportunities happen, so right. of course we are definitely grateful.
Hey, if I can help anybody do anything that's positive, I'm always here for it.
Yeah,
which
I'm always here for. You know, the thing about me too,
before we wrap up,
yes,
the thing with me and my energy, are just me, period. There's nothing in the world that somebody has that I want.
Boom.
Yeah. I don't Period. Care what you got. I don't care how much money you got. That's for you. I know what's for me is for me, and I'm happy.
And it's going to come. So it's
going to
come.
You can say, I just made $1 million. Okay, are we going to Taco Bell? Where are we going?
Okay.
I'm gonna pay for my food. I don't care what another person has. I don't want you for the things you have. If you're going to mm-hmm. be in my life, I want you because I want you in my life, not the things that you have. Mm-hmm. Now, that stuff could go to waste, like beauty. You can be very beautiful.
Okay.
One, anything, now you ugly, you look like Freddy Krueger.
Okay. Who's still going to want you, you
and all they wanted to was for the shell?
One thing about you I can tell is you're never going to let anybody put you down, or your love isn't going to waver for anybody. And I can tell that right off the gate. So, you know, I just commend you for always being you, being strong, being resilient. Because I know you had to fight many battles, like whether it was in the entertainment industry, behind the scenes, you know the powers that may be sometime, you know. So I commend you for standing your ground and just still being here today and mm-hmm. being Jasmine Masters, being
oh, thank you, thank you. That means a lot. I appreciate that.
You've always been a force in the entertainment world.
Uh-huh.
So what is next for this wonderful force which we mm-hmm. call Jasmine Masters?
Yep.
You know, right now I'm working 6 days out of the week. And I really don't know. I do have goals and things that I want to do, and I'm working on them, and things just fall in my lap.
Right.
I could think about something, and then, like, before I know it, it's right there. Or I could speak about something, before I know it, the opportunity is right there.
Come on,
so my door is just open to anything that's fun, and I can have a good time and make other people have a good time.
And look, you made this fun.
Goals yes. because sometimes that mess up your mind. I got to do this. I don't want to fail.
Yeah.
Fail. Just go and do it. You know, you make it yeah. no's, you make it yes. Don't ever give up. Just try it.
And so that was going to lead me to my next question. What advice did you have for, like, anybody who's trying to make it in this entertainment world, you know, in the industry? Like, what would you tell those young queens out there that are looking up to those people who are on TV and how they can get to that point in life? What would you tell those people that are listening today?
You have to first start with yourself. You mm-hmm. have to know yourself. You have to love yourself. Everything about you, you have to accept. Mm-hmm. If you want to change something, honey, we got doctors for that. But it's all, from what I grew up on, everything is always about you and how you feel about yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't worry about what somebody may say, oh, you ugly. And this person say, oh, you pretty. That's two people mm-hmm. with two different opinions. You look at somebody and say, oh, he's cute. You say, oh, no, he ugly. Everybody have an opinion. Does it matter? No, it does not. Because whatever they thinking or saying about you, good or bad, the time is still ticking and you still walking and breathing. Mm-hmm. So you just have to love yourself and go out there and be yourself and respect yourself as well as others.
That's
what I agree. And I don't let nobody talk to me any type of way. I never have. I'm very, if you cross me wrong right there, we're going to handle that there. I'm not going to mm-hmm. pull you aside and say, don't do that to me again. No, if you cross me there, I'm going to tell you right then and there.
Okay.
Because that's mm-hmm. what happened. I'm not going to, I'm going to call you tomorrow. No, I'm telling your ass now. So now. You will know mm-hmm. next
You'll
time.
Know.
You will know.
Okay. Period. Yep, you do. You
I
do.
Agree.
But you can't and do it yourself and love yourself that like that. You have to.
Yep.
That's a word.
And that's a great note to, like, end this on. So, like, lastly, what do you want your fans and listeners to take away from this conversation? What's next for Jasmine Masters? I think he already asked, but just let us know what projects you may have coming up that everybody can be on the lookout for.
Well, I am about to start doing the I Have Something to Say videos again. but I'm going to do them on TikTok. And somebody told me something else they want me to be on it doing, but I am going to start doing them on TikTok. Yes, I'll be in drag. I have so many letters and DMs and stuff. People asking me for advice. I'm like, I don't know. But I always say, if I was in this situation, this is how I would handle it.
Right.
And I always, like, I don't know what your finances is or whatever it is, but for me, this is how I would handle it. Now, you could take it and go, or you could just have some type of knowledge of how to go about doing whatever you're going through. So I'm going to answer a lot of those. Oh, my God, so many. That's going to come up probably next month. I have some stuff that we're about to start filming with the people from Drag Race that I really can't speak of. We're going to start filming that. Y'all sitting around.
Yeah.
That I thought that I wanted to do instead I wanted to do, and then it just fell in my lap.
Yes.
Well,
see?
And I want to commend you once again, and thank you for coming on to my show, Talk with Turk, Season 6. I'm really grateful. Like, I don't have the words to express my gratitude to you.
Thank you.
Just hear when I say, know it's coming from the heart. I'm really thankful for this opportunity. I know Sam Priest is as well, because, like, this is going to be added to our media resume, you know? Yes. So, you know, you're giving us another foot through the door, put it that way.
Likewise.
We thank you, and I wish nothing but blessings upon your life. I speak nothing but success. If in your future, like, I see everything coming twofold for you in the future. So
thank you so much. That means a lot.
Thank you for the one and only Jasmine Master.
Never need me. I'll come back.
Okay. Yay. And if you ever come to North Carolina, please come hang with us.
Yes.
My fiance would love that too, because, like I said, he's a drag race connoisseur. And just drag in general. And he loves you. He thinks you are just
thank you.
I love that for you too. So thank you. I love that.
I do have one random question before we go, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
The cocoon. Yes, but you ate that.
Baby, okay. I have some edibles. They had to take weed with us, and by the time weed was legal, and we had like the card, and I had my card, and I was like, I'm not gonna last in this room without something. So they were so good, I just kept eating them. So mind you, before we did everything, I made Kennedy outfit with her cover up. I helped every girl in there do something, either do her hair, thread the machine, cut out this, give them advice on how to cut bigger so you can always go smaller. So when they came. I forgot what the challenge was. Shit, I'm like,
the outfit under it was cute.
Come out of that. I didn't know what by that time, I didn't know what the challenge was.
Well, but you committed. So. Yeah,
okay, and you blossomed out of your cocoon. Look where you are now, okay? So that's all that matters.
Now I know. Oh, that was the challenge. Now it makes sense.
Right.
Everybody else was up at beachwear. I'm over. Oh, I'm coming out of this. Yeah, I was happy.
Once again, we thank you, and we will be talking soon. We'll have you come back on when your next projects come out, if you would like. And the one and only Jasmine Masters.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you.
At Turk Bish _ I'm talking about, here you go, crunching ice in our ear. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get, thinking you cute. Yeah.
Talk with Turk Bish.